Hey, Cornerstone, my name is Scott, and today's Cornerstone Connection is from Job chapter 37. I've never experienced anything like what Job experienced. He had unimaginable pain and suffering and loss that he was walking through. And I know it was deeply disorienting for him to think about all that was happening in life. Life felt like it was spinning outside of his control. You see, it's in times like those that we need a good friend to come alongside us and help us anchor ourselves, anchor our minds to truth. Somebody who calls us to look to God and think on God and consider who he is and what he's done so that our world might be anchored once again when it feels like it's spinning out of control. Elihu was that kind of friend to Job. And Elihu says something powerful to Job that leapt off the page when I read it. It's in verse 14. He says, "Hear this, O Job. Stop and consider the wondrous works of God." Maybe that's what you need to do today. Like, you've been ruminating about something, so troubled over something that you just need to stop and hit the pause button and think about the wondrous works of God. You see, we don't have a full understanding of what's happening in our lives, but God does. We see the picture in part, but he sees the picture in full. He is a God who is purposeful in all that he does. He has a plan for our lives, and we need to simply stop, look to him, and trust in him no matter what we're going through. And so Elihu comes alongside Job, and in verse 2, he says, "Keep listening to the voice of God." I know it's easy to listen to ourselves or to listen to others, but we need to keep listening to the voice of God. And then he challenges him in verse 14, keep thinking on who God is and what God has done. Because the more attentive we are to the voice of God, the more we consider the works of God, the more humble we will become. The more we will be submitting ourselves to the will of God and able to trust him in the midst of very difficult times. Well, what does Elihu call Job to consider? What kind of works of the Lord does he want him to think about? He wants him to think about weather. He wants him to think about storms. We see this all throughout this passage. Let me just give you a sample. Verses 10 through 13. Elihu says, "By the breath of God, ice is given, and the broad waters are frozen fast. He loads the thick cloud with moisture. The clouds scatter his lightning. They turn around and around by his guidance." Maybe he's talking about hurricanes or tornadoes here. And he does this. He creates these storms. He creates these weather patterns for this purpose, to accomplish all that he commands on the face of the habitable world. Whether for correction or for his land or for love, he causes it to happen. All this weather phenomenon is under God's control. Isn't that amazing to think about? And they all have a purpose. He creates weather to correct or to judge or to bless the land or to show love to his people. What's the point of this weather discussion? Well, Elihu wants Job to be humbled and amazed at God's power and God's purposes. He wants Job to trust God, and he gets really personal with Job in this moment. In verse 15, it becomes very personal. He asks Job, "Do you know? Do you know?" for questions that only God knows. He wants Job to feel very small in this moment. He wants God to be grand in Job's mind. Because Elihu asks Job questions that challenge Job's limitations of knowledge and power. He wants Job to see that God is infinite in knowledge and power. He wants him to stop and consider the works of God. Stop complaining. Stop thinking about your own circumstances and think on God. The God who is perfect in knowledge. The God who controls the weather. For Job to make a case against God is a dangerous thing. It's to be swallowed up. What he needs to do, the wiser thing to do, that Elihu calls him to in verse 24, is to simply bow before God, fear God, and revere him, adore him, and trust in his infinite wisdom. Maybe that's what you need to do today. You just need to push the pause button on all that you're thinking about and all that's troubling you, and begin to think about who God is and his wondrous works, and be refreshed by truth, knowing that God is good, He's purposeful, He's in control of all things, and He can be trusted. Or maybe you need to be that friend that comes alongside a friend of yours that's troubled and to help reorient their mind on the Lord. Whatever it is, whether you're that friend that comes alongside somebody or you're the person that needs to be anchored to truth, look to God. Stop for a moment today and consider who God is, what He's done, and let that refresh you. Let that bring peace to your troubled mind, knowing that God is good, He is loving, He is purposeful, and in complete control.